This is what my green fort would have looked like. But so, so much bigger. You're only standing on a very small part of it. Can you see how the ramparts rear up around you? How tall they are, how they cast great shadows on the ground? But remember, we were still building the ramparts when this story takes place, so it would have looked a bit different. There were piles of earth here and there, and the ramparts were only half built, and us still in the middle of something that would take us a long time to finish. We were far less protected than you are now, if another hill fort chose to attack us. We'd been gathering our people from the villages to the east and the west to come and help us build the ramparts, and there had been feasts every single night to reward the workers for their hard work. The Green Fort felt like a place of celebration all the time. Coming back to it was my favourite part of the day because there was always something cooking, and there were songs being sung and children skittering about playing in the dirt. But on this day, when I reached the hill fort, I realised straight away that something was badly wrong. All those people who had come to help us dig, they were all leaving. There was no celebration after a day of digging as there normally was around a big fire pit with roast meat to eat and songs to sing and stories to tell. Instead, everybody looked panicked. The people of the Green Fort were rushing about, gathering weapons. The feasting fires had been quenched. The children weren't playing. They were huddling about in small, scared groups. War was coming to the Green Fort, but before the Green Fort was ready for it. By the time I'd reached the peak of the hill, I knew what was happening. From the Green Fort, you can see another hill fort to the north and one to the east, and from those forts we could hear the distant sounds of drums, plumes of smoke rising into the sky. They were preparing for battle. They were going to attack us. We'd always known that this was a risk. Building our own fort, making it as strong and as powerful as we wanted it to be, it would be a threat to them. But war had come too soon. The green ramparts were not finished. We could not protect our home. We could not protect ourselves. War would be with us by nightfall. I could see on the faces of the villagers that they were terrified. Some of them had begun to gather their animals, their pigs and cows and other livestock, and as many of their possessions as they could carry. "It's pointless staying," they said to me. "The people of two forts against one. We'll all be killed, our animals slaughtered and our houses burned. We may as well leave now while we can and return once the threat has passed." "But this is our home," I said to them. "Please stay, we have to stay. We have to defend our green fort." But no one was listening to me. Everyone's faces were drawn and panicked. "Give me until the sun sets," I begged them. I'll think of something." But I didn't have any idea at all what to do. And watching my people wait on the hilltop with their things scattered around them, waiting for me to come up with a plan, filled me with fear. "Come along with me now. Walk with me. Walking helps, doesn't it, to clear your head, to give you ideas? At least I hope it does. If you have any idea what I should do, why not say it now? And before you go, take a rubbing of the hill fort."